Now we have class in the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, and this is October 30th, 2010. We're discussing a chapter on Baba Bhakti, which is make a nice combination here. We're continuing with a systematic description of Baba, and we're hearing that there's two ways to come to Baba. Oh, there's subdivisions. He says we can come to Baba by sadhana or by kripa. And then he's saying by sadhana, there's two kinds of sadhana. Vaidhi sadhana and Raghunuga sadhana. And then he starts to give an example. Okay, someone said, you say you can come by Vaidhi sadhana. So what's an example? So then he cites the example of, this was from the first canto of 5th chapter, 26th verse. Narada Muni was given as the example of someone who attained Bhava by performing Vaidhi Sadhana. What are we doing? Vaidhi Sadhana. And maybe some are doing Vaidhi Sadhana mixed with Rag, and some may be doing Raganuga Sadhana, although it's generally being at the level of Ruchi. Genuine execution of Rag Bhakti in its truest form will actually begin at Ruchi, the level of Ruchi, which is not so easily attained. And one may have attained that level of ruchi in his last life. So right from the very beginning, although he has some anarthas, otherwise he wouldn't have this life and a body. So he has some anarthas, so he's beginning to practice Raghunuga Bhakti at the stage of anartha nivritti. This is the funny part that people have, get confused. Because in the last life, we take another birth, but we came to the platform of ruchi to some extent. So then in this life, immediately we become attracted to Radha and Krishna Vrindavan, and we become associated with such sadhus, and we have a natural attraction for these things, and steadiness is very easily, within a short time we become very steady, because we achieve nishtha in our last life. So then, right from what appears to be the very beginning, we come to Guru and take shelter. Within a few weeks or a few months, we can actually practice Raghunuga Sadhana Bhakti because of our previous samskaras and associations with bhakti in the last life. But that's rare. Not too many people like that, that have that kind of actual basic attraction. Some anarthas, from some reason, so the ruchi is mixed, because ruchi itself is not a pure state of existence. So that's why in Rag Vartman Chandrika, Raghunath Das Goswami is explaining that one can begin Raghunuga Sadhana Bhakti at the level of anartha nivritti. So people say, yeah, I'm at the level of anartha nivritti, let's do Raghunuga Bhakti. And that's what generally everyone thinks in the modern world. But then there's the commentary that one is already, there's some anarthas, actually. Well, why do we have a body? There's some anarthas, but also mixed with those anarthas is a previous established nishchit, and we've already become somewhat in nishchita bhakti. So we have familiarity with it all. See, some people at a very young age, they're just young. So they come right into Krishna consciousness, and they naturally hear these kathas, and they naturally take of this process. Most of us are fighting with the mind and senses. Majority of people are just a heavy fight with just, lethargy, ignorance, lust, greed, and these type of things. So then that type of person, and Krishna says, this is the exception. It's a very exceptional case. That's what people get confused. And generally one will take up rag at the level of nishtha, and then seriously at niruchi. So he cites Narada Muni as telling that this is an example. I think I read that about, he got the anugraha from the great devotees. Every day, by the mercy of the sages who were reciting Hari Katha, I would hear those topics, and by their mercy I attained bhava. So we are practicing Vaidhi Sadhana, so we too can also attain. By practicing Vaidhi Sadhana, we'll attain bhav. But then that bhav, unless we have some different association and modify our bhajan, the Vaidhi Sadhana going to bhav will take us to Vaikuntha. That bhav will take us to Vaikuntha and the worship of Vishnu. Or a very interesting twist that Krishna Chakravarti tells, that if someone is, it's very kind of problematic for Krishna, if someone is practicing Vaidhi Bhakti, but he's worshipping Radha and Krishna, but he's not following the Braja Gopis, he's not following a Ragatmika Jana, he's not following any Rasik Vaishnava in this world, he's very clearly following Vaidhi Sadhana, but he likes Radha and Krishna, and he reads about them, and he worships them, then he goes, he can come to Bhava, and he can come to Prema, by that process, and he will go to Goloka Vrindavan. But this is the twist. At least Vishwanath explains this, and this is also supported in Brihad Bhagavatamrita, Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, and the commentary also on Srimad Bhagavatam, 10th canto, chapter 28. He explains how there's two Goloka Vrindavans, if you weren't confused enough already. I thought I was just going back to Godhead. I mean, Chanare Krishna be happy, take prasad. I mean, they told me like that when I joined, and then, you know, as the days went by, it became not so much Hare Krishna chanting and not so much prasadam, and Sunday feasts were less and less because Sunday election only comes once a week, and chanting be happy. Yeah, okay, sometimes I chant and sometimes I'm happy, but a lot of times I chant and I'm not happy at all, and I'm not even happy to chant. I don't even want to chant. What does it speak about making me happy? I'm miserable. And I used to go back to Godhead, and now I find out that there's two Godheads. Which Godhead do you want to go back to? You want to go back to the diamond-studded mukut crown God with that on his head? Or do you want to go back to the God, you want to go back to the God that has a chudamani, has a top knot with some bakul flowers and a peacock feather stuck in it? Madhurya Mahi Bhagavan or Aishwarya Mahi Bhagavan? So because that's the two divisions, there's Aishwarya Mahi Vrindavan, Goloka Vrindavan, and there's Madhurya Mahi Goloka Vrindavan, and there's a Radha and Krishna in both, and all the Parishads are there, but there's some different Leelas that don't take place, and the access and the intimacy and all these things are not theirs. Pretty much, you exist, you go there and engage in Dasya Seva, like service, or like deity service, but you go and make some garlands and you bring them to Radha and Krishna and they wear them. But as far as Nikunja Seva or Madhurya Seva or any of these things, or Sakya Ras and Vatsali Ras, it's not there. It's not available. A very, very curious place. Very little detail is given, just some that has to be realized, I suppose. But why would one want to realize that? Why would one want to do bhajan and realize the intricacies of that location of the local Aishwarya Goloka Vrindavan unless he wants to go there? And none of our acharyas who are existing on the other side of the road, they're existing in Madhurya Mai Goloka. They're not telling much about it because they're not trying to encourage anyone to go there. You see. But they're letting us know that be careful. Be careful, Savadan. It's okay, it's nice to do Vaidhi Sadhana, but Chaitanya Charitamrita says you can do Vaidhi Sadhana for millions of lifetimes and not go to Brajagokul with Radha Krishna, holy hey, and Jal Kali, and Nikunja Yuno Rati Kali Sidha Yayali Vir Yuktira Pekshaniya. Nikunja Seva Jayarada Madhava Kunja Vihari Leela Pravesheni. Everywhere it says you must follow the Brajajanas, you must follow the Brajajanas. But Rupa Goswami is saying, yeah, oh, it's okay. I want to attain Krishna Prema. You can attain Krishna Prema. Don't be sad. But then there must be some, we must tweak our bhajan. We must fine tune it. And that will come also by, we're executing Vaidhi Sadhana. And, interesting in Vishnath when he gives the commentary, how did this Narada Muni attain bhava by sadhana? And I mentioned yesterday, he listened with rapt attention and taste to every word of Krishna Katha spoken by the great saints. It's not an easy, now that's a pretty good deal. I mean, a pretty good qualification. He's 5 years old, and usually 5 year old children are so scattered. They're like monkeys. They sit here and then jump here and jump there, play with this toy and drop that and play with this. Amazing. 5 years old, and you can sit with rapt attention. That's what we have to hear with rapt attention. We have to wrap our attention around the hearing, what we're hearing. Ratyatu bhava. Ratyatu bhava eva trad natu prema vidyate mama bhakti pravritteti vakshyate sa yat agrata. Rupa Goswami Pad says that the word in the previous verse, rati, indicates bhava. This is technical. He gives his own technical description. Because two verses later, the appearance of prema is indicated with the words, my bhakti then appeared. This is just, he's citing a verse from the Bhagavatam, then he's explaining a little bit that this verse is about bhava, and how did Narada Muni attain bhava for 4 months. Just see how powerful. Satam prasangam mamamirya samvido. How powerful is satsam? 4 months, chaturmasya. Five-year-old boy, Chotalala, small boy. For 4 months he sits with these Paramahamsas, Mahabhagavats. That's pretty good fortune. For 4 months he sits and he does menial service. He washes their plate or whatever, the leaf plates or the eating plates. He's washing their clothes, doing very humble, simple service. And he's a gentle boy, innocent, like a child. And he attracted their heart by his humility, by his service, by his gentleness. And he listened. And even he asked them, he said, listen, I'm a little child and I don't know so much, but will you please give me your permission? May I sit with you all? May I sit with you and listen to your Harikatha? So he said, all right, sit down. When Prabhupada was in Koshi, Srila Prabhupada was in Koshi in 1932 or so, there's Braj Yatra, Braj Drasi Kosh Brikama, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati. And it was announced in the morning that from Koshi, from the camp in Koshi, that all the Yatris, they would be going on a Yatra, or a journey to Sheshashayi, and which is not very far from that northern part of the Braj Mandal. And all the Yatris would be going with some leading sannyasis by Bhaktivedanta Madhav Maharaj and some other leading sannyasis to have darshan of Sheshashayi Vishnu temple and the lake there where Krishna had this Vishnu Leela with the gopis. A very important and special place. And so for those two, Yatris that don't go on the Yatra, then Siddhanta Saraswati will be giving some talk, some lecture. So everybody went on the Yatra. And then Prabhupada, our Srila Prabhupada, he said in his own words, he said, everyone was going on the Yatra to visit Sheshashayi. And Guru Maharaj was speaking in the camp, in the campsite. And I was thinking, his Prabhupada's saying, I couldn't very much understand what my Guru Maharaj was saying. His language was so high, so sophisticated, so eloquent. But I thought, it's better that I sit and hear from my guru. Tat Srinu, just hear me. You understand or you don't understand, just hear me. So then I thought, I'll stay. So I stayed and I listened to my Gurudev. And on that very day, my guru remarked, oh, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati, he's looking, he's seeing, oh, so many people have gone on the Yatra. Oh, this gentleman has stayed here. Or maybe it was initiated by that time. Maybe not just initiated, around the same time. He said, oh, this Abhay Day, he has stayed to listen. I'm marking him. He hears very attentively. Prabhupada tells this in Lilamrita. My Gurudev marked me that I like to hear. Although he didn't understand. Prabhupada said he didn't understand. So we accept that. So in the same way, Narada Muni asked the sages, please bless me that let me just sit here and listen. Yes, you sit, you're a good boy. So he's sitting. He's not like, I don't know what they're saying. I don't know English. I don't know Hindi. So Narada Muni, he heard very attentively. And it says, with rapt attention and taste to every word. And after only 4 months, four months of hearing from them and during some menial service, some Vaidhi Sadhana, Shravanam Kirtanam Vishnu Smaranam. He was doing Padasevanam. What's Padasevanam? Padasevanam is Vaidhi Sadhana, serving the lotus feet. Bapu Seva, Vani Seva. He was serving and doing Bapu Seva, the Mahabhagavats. He was washing their clothes, maybe pressing their feet or cleaning their utensils or after their prasad. So this is Seva, Vaidhi Sadhana. He was hearing with rapt attention Harikatha. So humble service, hearing with rapt attention, Vaidhi Sadhana, and the blessings of the Mahabhagavats. In 4 months he attained Bhav. That's what's being told. In Srimad Bhagavatam, 1st Canto, Chapter 3. So this particular example is given by Rupa Goswami in his Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu to show us the power of Vaidhi Sadhana. It is powerful. Shravanam Kirtanam. This is the basis, the foundation. Hearing. He did hearing. He did Shravanam and Padasevanam. Maybe he was chanting here and there, singing here and there, a little bit, the boy. But his main thing was two things. Padasevanam, serving the Vaishnavas for 4 months in the rainy season, and hearing. Harikatha Shravan. Hearing the Harikatha. So when we hear this point from Srimad Bhagavatam, we say, wow, this is a really powerful process. We can attain bhava bhakti for Krishna just by hearing a menial service in 4 months, 5 years old. I mean, see all the parameters here. A kid. But his attitude, what was his attitude? It was so wonderful. And his approach to the whole thing. It was all the chemistry was all fit together so perfectly. And we're like half asleep, and we're inattentive, and we don't render service, and we don't hear with taste. He had this phrase, hanging on every word. He was hanging on every word I said. Open eyes, his eyes were open, seeing the Mahabhagavas, his ears were wide open, his heart was wide open, and his mind was wide open. Then everything went right in and boom, bhava. And we're 10 years, 20 years, 30 years, sleeping, eyes sleeping, ears sleeping, heart sleeping, mind sleeping. Jeev jago, jeev jago. Ghora chandra vole, kota nidra jao maya. Pisha chirakole, bhakti rasamrita sindhu ki jai.